The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Holler.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the 12-Step Music Fest. Sugarloaf Key, and we are hanging out. And, of course, we got the Brooke here with us.
Hello, everybody.
Brooke's, of course, if you know the Sunday night routine, it's 3 hours and it's insanity. And, of course, we got Chris D from the First Step Sober House. And, of course, we have with us on Sunday nights from the Second Chance House, Brooke. And Brooke hangs out with us. And we have fun, the three of us, and we talk all kinds of craziness. And, of course, she's made her way down to the Keys. And she didn't get stopped. She didn't get any tickets. And most importantly, she made it safe. Glad to see you.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Yeah.
Beautiful night.
Yeah, and we tried to, you know, we've actually given her, you know, step-by-step guides of what she can and can't say on the radio anymore.
Yep.
And she's coming along great. Coming along great. No, we're actually on the air, but I'd love a gummy bear. No, I can't eat gummy bears on the air. So, here you go, folks. We want to welcome you to the show, of course. 1470 AM is the dial that you're listening to. We got Throne Alive that's going to be with us here. We also have Elizabeth Edwards that's going to be with us also. I want to, of course, extend the courtesy of letting you know that you can watch this streaming live, the whole event from three stages at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Check us out on the website. You can click on the streamer, listen live, watch live. You can listen to us on the WNN streamer on our website at Holistic Lifestyles Radio. You can also check us out live on Facebook at Rockers in Recovery, Blog Talk Radio, of course, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we're also streaming at Rockers in Recovery. We're on both Blog Talk Radio casts tonight. So we are, you know, streaming all over the place, and we're glad to have you with us. You know, here's the amazing part. Over the last 2 days, we've been able to interview a whole lot of folks and carry a message of hope and some great bands and people that have you know, shown up from all over the country. We have bands that are in from Canada. We have folks that are in from Oregon. We have folks that are here from the Northeast. I mean, they're coming from all over the country, and you know, we're at over capacity, really. I mean, there's 2,000 people here, easy. And, of course, tomorrow is an all-day fest. You can come down for the day tomorrow if you choose to. You can come down and hang out with us. I don't know how much it is. I think it's like $55 or something like that, and that gets you Saturday and Sunday, you know, what's left of the fest. And if you decide to come down, understand you're going to have a great time, because tomorrow what you're going to have is you're going to have Throne Alive at around 2:30, and then, of course, you have coming up right after that is Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night is going to be telling his story, and then he's going to be performing. And, of course, there's a bunch of bands in between. And I think Brooke has the pamphlet of what the lineup is tomorrow. But we'll get to that here in a minute. If you are in need of course, information, more information, go to 12-Step, of course, 12stepmusicfest.com. That's 12musicfest.com. Check out the information there. You know, we've been like nonstop since we got here. We, of course, you know, it's a lot of fun, and we get to take a lot of pictures. Tomorrow we're going to be taking videos, and, of course, we're going to have a bunch of videos that we're going to be posting, and they will be posted tomorrow night. So by Sunday morning, you're going to be able to see a bunch of videos on YouTube and, of course, at the website. We're looking forward to having that stuff uploaded and to make sure that you can see that we're not a glum lot, man. It's about hanging out, having fun. And most importantly, carrying a message of hope. And we try to do that as eloquently as possible. Wouldn't you agree, Brooke?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, here's the thing, and I know that, you know, from your point of view, you know, and, you know, just the male point of view is one thing, but the female point of view, would you say that, you know, women that are coming in and early in recovery, they need to see that you can have fun and that you can hang out?
Oh, yeah. That's very important, because there are a lot of young people in recovery trying to get into recovery, and that's the first thing, their first thought is, there goes all my fun. And
other than
so
sex.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's usually, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, when you think about it, when somebody comes in and they're young, they're usually thinking, there goes all my fun. I can't do anything. People are telling me I can't have a relationship for the first year. I can't do this. I can't do that.
Yeah.
And they feel like they have nothing. There's no outlet.
Yeah.
So this gives them like an outlet where they can really enjoy the moment.
Yeah. This is, it's really neat. Just walking around here today and stuff. It's really neat. I'm walking around with a smile on my face and, you know, seeing people dance and hanging out. And it's just, it's pretty neat experience out here. All ages. All types of people.
You know, it's amazing when you look around at the population because, again, I said this today, normally if you had put all of these people together and they were actively using, this would have been an ugly situation. Ugly situation.
As a matter of fact, when I got here, I was reminiscing. The last time I was here, it was for some kind of Zeta Fest about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
None of this looks familiar.
You
it's
can't
like
remember any of it.
Here.
Can't
yeah.
remember any of
it. That was crazy.
Why? I don't understand.
Crazy.
Just lack of memory or?
Yeah.
Or chemically induced blackout.
Yeah, that has something to do with it. I'll tell you, I'm having much more fun this time.
That's amazing. You can remember stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like I got up this morning and I was able to have a cup of coffee and remember everything that happened yesterday.
Wake up, not come to.
And imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
And where you're supposed to be in a mud puddle somewhere.
Yeah. Or a case of coyote love.
Yeah.
That's when you got to chew your own arm off to get away from her. Yeah.
Were you the guy with the basketball arms on the side of his head?
That just ain't right. Well, thanks, of course. Here we go again. We're hoping that Greg Cooper's asleep, well asleep, because tonight, of course, is Friday night. We're in Sugarloaf Key. We're at the 12-Step Music Fest. We're live on WNN 1470 AM. We want to thank Chris West for all of his diligent work. We want to thank, of course, Greg Cooper for everything that he's done. And, of course, Joe and Ken, everybody that has really helped us put this together on the WNN side. We also want to thank Stephen for all of his work for, of course, the engineering, just incredible stuff. This has been, you know, I've been getting phone calls and emails from people stating that we sound like we're in studio. The quality's been so good, and we just want to thank everybody for all of their input and all of their love. And we want to thank our sponsors for tonight. Our sponsors for tonight, which is very important that we do, is we have the Bondsman also, and we have, that would be All Florida Bail Box. We also have First Step Sober House, Robert Gluck, Eckerd & Associates, and InTheRooms.com. Those are the sponsors of tonight's show. And, of course, if it wasn't for all of our sponsors that have helped us sponsor all of these live broadcasts, we would not be doing this because we'd be back in Pompano. So we want to thank everybody that has contributed to make this happen. And, of course, we want to thank the Shift Guru, who, of course, we've been playing her intro for five times a day for the last 2 days. So we're looking forward to having her on Monday, and of course she's going to have a great show. And you'll hear more about the Shift Guru, I'm sure, between now and tomorrow afternoon at 6 o'clock and then Sunday night. So we're looking forward to having the Shift Guru on. So, Brooke, let's talk real quick about the understanding of when you come to a fest like this and you showed up tonight and you looked around and you thought to yourself, wow, you know, this is incredible that all these people can come together. As a newcomer, would you have seen it the same way that you see it now? I mean, when you first came in, would you have looked at this like an opportunity to have some fun, or how do you think you would have?
Yeah, I think I would have.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, people, you know, dancing, having a good time, and, you know, nice campsites set up, and just people hanging out and really just having a good time. Yeah.
Mellow stuff.
Yeah.
Mellow stuff.
Yeah.
Well, folks, this is what we're going to do. Of course, we have our first guest that's in with us. And, of course, Elizabeth Edwards is in with us. And me and Elizabeth have been trying to get together for about 2 months now to make an interview work, and we're finally going to make it happen. What we're going to do is we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, it's going to be me and Elizabeth Edwards, and we're going to be talking her new CD because she's got a new CD out. And also, at the same time, we're going to have Throne Alive coming in, and then at the very end, me and Brooke are going to talk a little bit more. And then I want you to tune in tomorrow, folks, because it's the two-hour finale. And, of course, it's going to be me and Brooke live along with guests through the day. Mark Lundholm is going to be on with us at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, the comedian. And we got a lot of stuff going on tomorrow. It's going to be a great show. So we're going to go out to a commercial. We'll be back right after this message.
You are listening to Rockers in Recovery on 1470 AM and the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show Network. Join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook or go to holisticlifestylesradio.com. Stay tuned for more Rockers in Recovery right after this message from our sponsor.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years. And they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
InTheRooms.com is the number one free online social network for the global recovery community. InTheRooms.com is a safe and secure place to find old friends and make new ones, featuring online chat and blogs. You can create your own group, listen to speakers, read a daily meditation, catch up on recovery news, and much, much more. At InTheRooms.com, you get connected, stay connected, and connect with others in the recovery community around the world. InTheRooms.com, where social media and recovery merge. www.intheroom.com. That's InTheRooms.com.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
You are listening to the Rockers in Recovery Radio Show. To learn more about the broadcast, go to holisticlifestylesradio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now back to today's show. Once again, your host, John Holland.
All right, welcome back. And, of course, welcome all of our listeners on WNN 1470 AM. I also want to welcome our listeners on Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. And of course, we are Rockers in Recovery. We're hanging out tonight at the 12-Step Music Fest. If you're just tuning in with us, maybe you're driving up a 95 and you're listening to us on the radio, or maybe you're listening on the stream or on Facebook or at our website or wherever you may be listening at Blog Talk Radio. We want to take this opportunity to let you know that the 12-Step Music Fest, of course, is just getting ramped up. Yesterday was the first day. Today's the second day. Tomorrow and Sunday are going to be smoking, and we're looking forward to having a lot of folks show up. And we want to thank you, of course, for your emails and your texts and all of the things that we've been receiving all day from the shows that we've already been doing. I want to take this opportunity to talk to Elizabeth Edwards and introduce you to Elizabeth Edwards, because Elizabeth not only is a lady that really puts a lot of heart and soul into her music, and I've been able to listen to some of her MP3s in the past that were sent to me, and just a very eloquent lady, and she carries a message through her music that, of course, is very spiritual in nature. And most importantly, not only is it spiritual in nature, but she is also in a situation where she's able to carry a message of hope when she's out there in the community. So she does a lot of different things with her music and is able to promote her music. So without further ado, I want to welcome Elizabeth to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
So let me ask you a couple of questions.
Sure.
First of all, when you first got sober, mm-hmm. and you first got into this, mm-hmm. were you a musician before that, or is this something that came after the fact?
I actually started playing music when I was about 12 years old. I started writing songs. Just a girlfriend of mine had a guitar, and I picked it up. She taught me like three chords, and I just started playing music. And then from there, I got involved in high school music program, which was actually a really successful program. And I became the lead singer for a jazz ensemble.
Really?
And competed in international jazz festivals by the time I was 15 years old. So I was very much involved in music. And had I not had some of the problems that I had, I probably, would have gone on in the jazz direction. I had some scholarships on the table. All that kind of fell apart for me because of the disease. But I was able to, well into recovery, start to, put that back together. But it was in a whole new way, which actually was probably exactly the way it's supposed to be. Yeah.
And I'm glad you said that, because I think that in hindsight, when you get sober and you get clean, it is exactly the way it was supposed to be. There is really I don't believe in regrets. I really don't. You know what I mean? I'm really grateful that my life has ended up the way it has been. And it always gets better. I think what I need to look at some days, and maybe you're the same way, is that what can I carry into my day today is going to be a message of hope for the people around me. And you tend to do that through your music. But most importantly, do you find yourself at times being stuck through that process where maybe you get a little writer's cramp, maybe you get a little writer's block, and you get a little frustrated, and maybe you want to be able to carry that message that way, and you just can't for that particular moment?
I think sometimes I try not to have a big deal about writer's block, because I think the more you focus on something, the bigger it gets, and that's true with writing, and that's true with music. So I just try to be available to whatever. For me, it's really about the third step. I made a decision to turn my life and my will over to the care of God, as I understand Him. And the way I understand God is love. And for me, that energy, that loving creative force, put the music in me and through me, and my way of living life is really just to try to be available to it and not try to force it. Some days are better than others. There's definitely, I feel so blessed on days when a whole song just comes through me. That recently happened, and that's to me the best feeling, is to write a great song. But on the days that, I sit there and work at it and it doesn't come, or pieces of it come, I'm grateful for every piece of it that comes. The harder part for me is on the days when maybe I don't feel like performing. That, to me, is the harder challenge. I pretty much always love to write.
Is your poetry involved with this too? For you?
A lot of people say my music is really poetic.
Definitely. That's what I think of.
Yeah, a lot of people say that. I don't think of it like that. For me, I'm very lyric-centric, for sure, and my message is definitely a recovery message. My music is all about recovery, pretty much. I have some love songs in there, but the majority of my music has just gotten more and more focused because that's where I'm coming from. That's my life. I mean, that's been my life for 24 years, and that's my whole environment is that's how I live. And so poetry, you know, so many people say that, and I take that as a compliment, although most writers like to write more realistically and more concrete things and imagery, but it is what it is. It's, you know, if I don't show up with my music, there's nobody else on the planet that ever has lived or ever will live that can do it besides me. I'm the only one who can create the music that I create. Mm-hmm. If I don't do my job, then nobody will ever do my job. And so I look at it just like it is what it is. Hopefully it's the spirit of love that I feel coming through me.
Do you find yourself at times, because here you are, I mean, 24 years into mm-hmm. your road. And, you know, you got to look back and you got to say to yourself, man, 24 years ago when I crossed the threshold,
yeah.
by the grace of God, is there any of those moments that you can think back and really keep it green today and really look back and remember, you know, just how it was? Do you still have that vividness mm-hmm. in your writing that, you know, somebody that might be 2 or 3 years out has? Do you see? You need to see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely hope so. I think I do. A lot of people give me that feedback. Tonight, somebody told me, I don't know, I was sharing with somebody tonight that God, your music just really gets me in touch with my feelings. And he said, and sometimes I just have to be alone, because he was somebody who had my records and specifically came to hear me. And I was touched by that because hopefully, you know, he told me some things that were going on with him, and I don't think feelings are our strong suit.
Okay.
And so it's taken me a long time, you know, to get okay with my feelings, and I'm not 100% there all the time. But if I can convey that healing by helping other people get in touch with their feelings on their terms and in their time, then to me, that's part of the gift of what I'm doing, I think. It's a gift to me to hear that, but it's also hopefully a gift to the people who hear it. So, yeah, I try to stay, you know, in my own, just in my life and the quality of my life, I try to stay close to the newcomer. I do have several newcomers in my life through sponsorship, and I think that's so important because it brings me back to the beginning of the cycle again. It helps me stay very much in touch, not in a regretful way. We were talking earlier. Regret is not the right, it's not what I want to carry. The message of hope is about, I don't have to be perfect. I'm never going to have a perfect past, but I'm not my mistakes, and I'm also not my achievements. I'm a human being doing the best I can one day at a time.
And so the thought process here is that it doesn't matter if it's a mistake or an achievement. It's just life being lived on life's terms.
And I'm way more than my behavior. You know, my behavior was really bad for a long time. You know, ask my mother. She'll tell you all about it. But
you have one of those pills.
Yeah, I do. And I love her dearly. She doesn't quite get it still, I don't think. She gets it more than she probably ever did, but... No, I really do try to stay close to anybody. You know, there's a little saying I have on my website, and my greatest desire is for people to hear my music, the people who find it meaningful. I really don't care about anybody else when it comes to my music. I don't need the whole world to get it. I don't need the whole world to love it. I just want to touch the hearts of people who need to be touched in a way that can be healed through music and through recovery.
Very interesting. You know, it really, there's no ego involved in it. It's just supposed to go wherever it's supposed to go.
Absolutely. I have a great story about ego because I was crippled by ego when I got back into music. What happened was at 7 years, I did another thorough housekeeping. And I was, at that time, I had never thought I would ever sing again. I had totally walked away from all of the opportunities I had. I had a lot of shame about that. I had a lot of conflicting feelings about that. So what happened was, but I, all the songs were still coming through. I started writing again, and I didn't have any aspirations of being a singer or a performer. I just wanted to write. And so I put a bunch of songs on a cassette. This is, you know, 16, 17 years ago. And I started pitching them to different artists in Nashville and L.A. and all these different places and different publishers. And what happened was everybody goes, oh, wow, good song, great voice. Wow, good song, great voice. I heard that over and over again. And song's pretty personal there, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, and then the whole music revolution happened. And so how that actually happened is somebody you mentioned earlier who's actually on right now is a good friend of mine knew of a young comedian up and coming out on the West Coast, and I'm on the West Coast, and she said he heard one of your songs, which was actually a song. It was just a cassette for a publisher that I was just trying to get somebody else to do the song. And what happened was it was Mark Lundholm. He liked one of my songs, and he had me open his show, a bunch of shows for him, like in succession. And I did a bunch of shows, and I'll never forget this. This is how I decided to make my first CD and actually get into the singing part of it was I did some shows for him, and at the end of the show, people came out and were talking to us, and they said, hey, where can you buy your CD? And right then and there, I thought, I better do this. And it just came out of my mouth, so I couldn't lie. I had to make it real. And that's when my first CD came about.
And the ego aspect of it, would you say that that was the change?
What happened was when I did that fourth step at 7 years sober, I was in a lot of conflict. I had fear. I had a ton of self-importance, which is, you know, how we are. total, like, everyone's going to look at me and judge me and blah, blah, you know, all this stuff. And what am I, you know, just chaos in my head. And what happened was in 6 and 7, you know, I asked God to remove that defective character. And I thought he would make the want to go away.
Isn't that amazing?
And what happened was I got just that rewiring that happens in our process, and we're so blessed to have those steps. I got, hey, chicky babe, this is the gift I gave you to bring to the party. You're special, but you're not any more special than anyone else. Take it to the party. And years later, I've done holiday stuff for my community, my group, and there was a guy, he's passed on since then, his name is Tall Johnny, and, you know, we all have a special name.
Absolutely.
Tall Johnny was about 6'7", and everybody used to say, oh, did you used to play basketball? And this guy was in and out, it took him 10 years to get 5 type of thing, but he finally got it, and he came to this, I have it, it's like everybody who wants to sing at this holiday party can sing, you come to my house and I'll put this show together. And he wanted to sing, and I heard this guy sing. I was blown away. And he said, everybody always wants to know if I play basketball, but I don't, but I do sing. And he, too, had been a kid involved in music in school and had lost that to the disease. And so this big shindiggity was coming up. You know, we had 400 or 500 people showing up for this thing. And he was petrified. It was like 2 days, and he was going to back out. And so I shared my story about, hey, the gift you're bringing to the party. And he sang that night, and we recorded it, and it was amazing. He sang the song, I'll Be Home for Christmas, and he had this beautiful baritone voice, just gorgeous. And that guy, he died from hepatitis about 3 years later, and we played that at his funeral.
Wow.
He sang at his own funeral because he got out of his way long enough to give back. That's what I said to him. I said, hey, you know what? These people have been listening to you come in and out for 10 years. You get up and give these people something.
Bring the gift
to the party.
To the party.
This is the gift. This is what God said to me. This is the gift I gave you to bring to the party.
Absolutely.
And I got out. It got me out of my way. And months later, I was opening for Mark and making records, and I've been doing this ever since. So
amazing stuff. We're going to ask our audience to hang out for us. First, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be back with more Elizabeth Edwards, and we're going to find out where we can find her stuff online so you can listen to it. You can contact her on Facebook and all of that. We'll be back right after this message. This is a great show. Stay tuned.
You are listening to Rockers in Recovery on 1470 AM and the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show Network. Join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook or go to holisticlifestylesradio.com. Stay tuned for more Rockers in Recovery right after this message from our sponsor.
I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
InTheRooms.com is the number one free online social network for the global recovery community. InTheRooms.com is a safe and secure place to find old friends and make new ones, featuring online chat and blogs. You can create your own group, listen to speakers, read a daily meditation, catch up on recovery news, and much, much more. At InTheRooms.com, you get connected, stay connected, and connect with others in the recovery community around the world. InTheRooms.com, where social media and recovery merge. www.intheroom.com. That's InTheRooms.com. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years. And they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House at Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House at Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
You are listening to the Rockers in Recovery Radio Show. To learn more about the broadcast, go to holisticlifestylesradio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now back to today's show. Once again, your host, John Hollis.
All right, welcome back. I'm Hollis. You're listening to Rockers in Recovery. You're listening on WWNN 1470 AM radio, Boca Raton, Florida. If you're listening from North Miami to Cape Canaveral, you are listening to, of course, Rockers in Recovery, and we have our special guest, Elizabeth Edwards, with us. And, of course, Elizabeth is somebody that has taken her gift and brought it to the party, and that gift is, of course, her musical ability, and most importantly, not just the musical end of it, but the writing end of it. And to be able to channel that energy in a positive way to be able to make a difference in people's lives that need to have a difference. And if you listen to the first half of the show from, of course, 10 to 10:30, you understand that what she was talking about, most importantly, is that she doesn't, you know, care so much about the music blowing up as more as the person that really needs to hear the message in her music. And that's a beautiful way to have that that special thought process in your own pleasures, that you don't have to be wrapped up in all that other stuff, and that's good stuff. Mm-hmm. When you look at the big picture of the 12-step fellowships or any fellowship that are out there, I don't care if it may be in the church or wherever it is, when a person finally gets to the point where, and it doesn't even have to be the addiction aspect of it, you just don't like who you are spiritually anymore. You're spiritually bankrupt. You don't know who you are anymore. You've lost. You're in that abyss, and you just don't have it anymore. And you got to come out of that. What would be a suggestion to somebody that's in that dark place that there's hope? What is your message to them?
Mm. Yeah, I know that dark place.
Mm.
My suggestion is that first and foremost, to never give up on yourself, because there is an answer. There's always an answer. What I've learned is that when I'm in that place, I don't have what it takes to get out of that place by myself.
Mm.
And whatever your belief in a higher power is, if that's a Christian version of God or a Buddhist version of spiritual life, whatever it is, it doesn't matter what the language is that we put to it. There is a creative force. It's running through me. It's running through you. It's running through every living thing that's ever lived and ever will live.
Mm.
That force had a purpose and a meaning for your life. I believe that when you, no matter how dark you feel, if you can get in touch with the hope that you can reconnect with that, just the principle of hope, which is really the principle of the second step, when you, first of all, the first step being the awareness and the honesty with self that says, I am at that place, acknowledging it. For me, it was so evident, it was so obvious and so overwhelming that I felt like, you know, you can't fall off the floor. You know, like, that's where I was. I couldn't fall off the floor. So the next thing that had to happen for me was that glimmer of hope, to find that thread of hope for yourself in whatever language and in whatever belief that is, but to know that that hope is the beginning of it. There has to have the action to walk back out of that hole. But I believe that when I surrendered, for me, what happened was, I think the universe was cheering, going, yeah, she finally got it, you know. And then what happened was, because I could grab onto that thread of hope, I started pulling myself back up, and then it was almost like God stuck his hand down and pulled me up for me. So I think really just don't give up hope, and look for people who can identify with you. Whatever your hell is, what do they say about people in 12-step recovery? We're not afraid. We're not people that are, what is it, religion is for people who are afraid to go to hell.
Correct.
And
spirituality.
Yeah.
Spirituality is for people that have been there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so no matter what it is you believe in, plug into that, because that's powerful.
Mm. I'm glad that you're talking the way that you're talking, because I know that in my life, everything that I've really looked at as far as my spiritual growth is concerned, it always has to do with God strategically placing people in my life exactly when they're supposed to be there. And it's funny because ever since like day one of my recovery, when I look back, you know, in hindsight, I see the faith that was built. But as you're going through that, you know, you're walking through that process. You know, you're having that blind faith. Through that blind faith, you're growing that real deep faith and trust in God. You know, no matter what, you know, when I first started my recovery, my sponsor kept telling me, listen, mad, glad, or sad, you're going to be used no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Mad, glad, or sad, that part of it's over for you. You don't get abused, no matter what, whatever the issue is, whatever the feeling is, whatever it is, whatever it may be, you don't get abused over it.
Right.
So then, you know, that through the steps, it came that point that one day I woke up and the use wasn't really the issue anymore, because the feeling of wanting to use and that overwhelming craving and that mental desire was gone. You know, that physical craving was gone. The emotional craving was gone. So there was some stability because I had started to go through the steps. But at the same time, now comes the fear.
Mm-hmm.
Now comes the character defects. Now comes the ability that, hey, listen, this is a lifelong process. I have to live this way the rest of my life, one day at a time. Thank God it's one day at a time. As you approach your 24 years, do you find that you can be as crazy as a bed bug sometimes?
Oh, yeah. Aren't you glad to hear that? Probably
absolutely.
Not.
Absolutely.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, I need to hear that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny. I've had long rides of peace, and I've had some roller coaster rides of hell in full-blown sobriety. Yeah, you take the drink off the table. It's no longer an option.
Right.
And all the other stuff that goes with it, like I was saying, I'm overqualified here.
Yeah.
What it is for me, I can get crazy, but I have a sober past to rely on, and that took
that
years.
Faith, all
yeah,
that, yeah,
yeah, all those times I got through, all those times God put the perfect person in my life, right at the right time. But what I found out is that it's not God that's lost; it was me. So it's me that needs to get in the right place again. God is God. I just need to get in the right place again. So when I'm in those crazy places, I have work to do. And sometimes you get this, like, mudslide of stuff you got to get. You know, at 18 years, I had a depression that I didn't know was available to me. Okay? I hadn't been like that since, you know, 18 years before that. And it was different because it was, you know, life on life's terms. And what I was doing was I was ready. In hindsight, I get it. I was ready to finally kind of deal with some stuff, some old, deep, deep resentment towards myself.
Mm.
And some, I had to go back and do some forgiving. And, you know, God took me right to the place and the synchronicity of it and all. But I had to do a ton of force. So I went to Costco and bought, like, those binders, you know, like in a package, like you're going to, you know,
mm-hmm.
teach school or something with them, you know. I filled up all of them.
Really?
Yeah. So I know how to use it.
And how long were you in your recovery at that point?
18 years.
18 years.
I had some stuff that came up. They said more will be revealed. It was. And it was probably one of the biggest shifts in my sobriety. I knew that I would get to the other side, but it was one of those times where I couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. So it really was a walk of, you know, a dark night type of thing. You know, thank God I had the network of women I have. I have a great sponsor. I have people in my life that have known me. You know, my criteria for a great sponsor is somebody you can tell 100% of the truth to, and who also, you know, has a sponsor and does this thing herself. And I have that person in my life. She knows who she is. And she got me, helped me get through that, you know. And She told me this, and I think this is an important point that sometimes we forget, is recovery is not always comfortable. And, you know, you get comfortable for a while. You get comfortable for a while, and you think, hey, I should be comfortable all the time. No. Discomfort says time to grow, time to clean up some more stuff, time to take a good look again. And, you know, if you're not growing, you're dying. Right? That's
you're
true.
Growing or going.
Yeah, exactly. And so it was time to grow, and I needed to go through that, you know. And I'd had a long period of, you know, I thought I was on the top of the mountain, you know, and found out, ooh, there is no top of this mountain. So it was a great time in hindsight. It was not a fun time to go through.
Painful.
Just overwhelming at times, but I had a sober path to rely on. I know the steps work. It's amazing how well they work. They're based on 12 spiritual principles. Those are God's laws, not man's laws. When you plug your life into spiritual-centered living, your life works. It might not work as fast as you want it to. You know, I had to be I had to be willing to I had to be willing to sit in uncomfortable feelings with unresolved problems while I worked through my process. But I knew it worked. I knew it would work. It's never failed me, and I got to the other side.
You know, we're going to have to go to a break, but before we go to a break, I'm going to tell you something that I read on the wall of a 12-step fellowship meeting place one time. It said, if there's a distance between you and God, who moved? We'll be back right after this message.
You are listening to Rockers in Recovery on 1470 AM and the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show Network. Join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook or go to holisticlifestylesradio.com. Stay tuned for more Rockers in Recovery right after this message from our sponsor.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
InTheRooms.com is the number one free online social network for the global recovery community. InTheRooms.com is a safe and secure place to find old friends and make new ones, featuring online chat and blogs. You can create your own group, listen to speakers, read a daily meditation, catch up on recovery news, and much, much more. At InTheRooms.com, you get connected, stay connected, and connect with others in the recovery community around the world. InTheRooms.com, where social media and recovery merge. www.intheroom.com. That's InTheRooms.com.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
You are listening to the Rockers in Recovery Radio Show. To learn more about the broadcast, go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now back to today's show. Once again, your host, John Holland.
All right, welcome back. Of course, if you're just tuning in on the AM dial at 1470 AM, WNN, the Health and Wealth Network. And, of course, we're Holistic Lifestyles Radio on, of course, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. We're Rockers in Recovery. We're part of that network. We're seven different shows that are actually produced through that. We have East Coast Music Scene. We have, of course, Rockers in Recovery, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, That Sci-Fi Show. Chris West, of course, is part of That Sci-Fi Show. And, of course, we want to thank Chris for all of the hard work that he's put in tonight as far as the engineering back at the mothership of WNN. If you're just tuning in, we have a great guest on. It's been a great, great message of hope. Elizabeth Edwards is with us. And let me explain to you that the music that she has dedicated her life to is music and carrying a message of hope. And she does that through her music, but she also does it through moments like this. We just spent the last 15 minutes that felt like about 10 minutes. And I got to tell you, it's been a great, great, great show and a lot of great things talked about. And where can they find your music is the first question I have for you.
My website is www.lizeesong.com. Lizeesong.com. My dad, growing up, he always called me Lizzie, right? And I hated it. I was like, so I changed my name to Liz in high school. And then, you know, I got older and changed it to Elizabeth and married a guy with the last name of Edwards and became Liz E. in recovery.
Isn't that funny?
And so that's God's way of saying, I'll teach you.
Listen to that.
Yes, I like Lizzie. So anyway, yeah. So LizEsong.com.
That's classic.
Yeah.
So, and on Facebook.
Yeah,
and
singer-songwriter Elizabeth Edwards, because I'm competing with, you know, the Elizabeth Edwards with the unruly almost ex-husband. So, you know, singer-songwriter Elizabeth Edwards, Facebook.
I heard about his haircuts.
Yeah, and he was taking up all the, you know, you go post something on YouTube and you look up Elizabeth Edwards and there's John Edwards with his haircut and, but, you know, it's just ridiculous. I was like, get off my YouTube, dude.
And by the way, Elizabeth's hair looks a lot better than this.
And I didn't pay $400 for the haircut either.
Nice.
So iTunes, Amazon, all that good stuff.
You know, we iTunes, you are on iTunes.
Absolutely.
And, of course, with iTunes, how long have you been dealing with the iTunes account? Because I don't even know how to use it yet.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Wow, you got to get with it. Let's see. I've been on iTunes for, I want to say at least five, seven years. You got to get with the program.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I love Amazon because I can go to Amazon and I go right through it really quick.
I'm on Amazon.
But, you know, iTunes thing, man, it's killing me.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. We're working on it. Hey, here's the deal, folks. If you're tuning in tonight and you like what you heard, then guess what? You need to come to the fest. You need to stop on down. You need to hear the rest of the information that's being, of course, talked about down here. This is not just information. This is the way people live, and this is how we live. This is our way of life. This is how we get to give back. And at the moments that, you know, you can be 17 or 18 years into your recovery and say, hey, you know something? This isn't about ego anymore. This is about me saying, hey, listen, I need to do something different with my life, and it's time to do some more house cleaning. And it's about always moving in a forward motion and seeking to improve to the best of our ability. And sometimes that's painful, and we heard that tonight. That's the type of conversations you're going to be involved with here. You know, that's the type of conversations that you want to get involved with. That's the kind of friends that you want to keep around you. The motivation here, folks, is that no longer is it, of course, we don't want to drink or drug one more day. Everybody's that way. Because if that was the case, we used, all bets are off. But most importantly, it becomes more than that. It becomes being a part of a recovering mind and body along with the physical state. And the more pure we become, the more thought process our purity of our thought process becomes, the better our life becomes. Now, of course, that's not perfect every day.
No.
But we do the best we can with it.
You know, I got a thing about feelings. You know, I didn't want to have them. It was basically my
MO. You lived our whole life that way.
And I learned a lot about, during that process I was telling you about that I went through, is I really came to a different place with feelings. And I found out that feelings are the messenger. You know, Shakespeare said, don't kill the messenger. I was killing the messenger all the time, so I was never getting the message. And, you know, feelings are just trying to tell me something. And so the more emotionally literate I become, the faster I can process those feelings. And so that's pretty much what I work on most of the time today. And that's made me a better writer.
I'm glad that we were able to meet and finally connect. And I was going to Boston. You were going places. It's just been crazy.
Pretty much.
And I'm really glad that we finally got to connect here. And I'm looking forward to having you on our future shows while we're in studio and to play your music. Because Rockers in Recovery, what we usually do is, you know, in a studio situation, you would send us the MP3s like you did, and we would actually play those as we were talking about your music. We didn't have that luxury tonight, but I want to reserve you to come on one of our shows in the future.
Absolutely. I got a new record coming out next year. I'll come see you guys.
That would be great. We can do it by phone also.
Oh, perfect.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's a beautiful thing. Listen, folks, it's 10:55. My name is John Hollis. This is Rockers in Recovery. Of course, I am here with my sidekick, Brooke, from Sunday Night. We have Elizabeth Edwards. And, of course, my lovely significant other, Lori, has been working diligently with her finger pointing, letting me know when we're coming back from commercials. I want to thank her also. It's been a great show. Tune in tomorrow, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Eastern Time, either on 1470 AM radio, or, of course, you can listen live at any of the streamers posted all over the place on all the Facebook accounts and all that. Have a great night. Be blessed. Most importantly, if you're above dirt, you're doing good. We'll be back.
To tell me which way I should go to find the answer, and all the time I know.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts and callers and are not necessarily those of the station, staff, management, or sponsors.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
It's time once again for the third annual 12-Step Music Fest, November 4th through the 7th, hosted by comedian Mark Lundholm with Natural Habit, Black Singer, Thorn Alive, Chuck Negrone, Chillbillies, Dave Aaron, Big Bubba Mac, Ben, and Don Wilder, with special guest Artie Cornfield, the father of Woodstock, along with the Coffee House Stage. This is an event you won't want to miss. For more information and tickets, go to 12stepmusicfest.com. That's the number 12stepmusicfest.com, or call 305-296-4. Call now while space is still available.
WWNA, Pompano Beach. AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. The Health and Wealth Network is now online. Check the program schedule and listen live. Go to WWNNradio.com. That's WWNNradio.com.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Welcome to Barry's Supplement Hour, brought to you by Barry's Vitamins and Herbs, located at 3551 North Federal Highway in Boca Raton. For nearly a decade, Barry's Vitamins has been one of the nation's premier formulators and manufacturers of today's most innovative nutraceuticals. If you have questions about today's show, please call 561-368-2070. The toll-free order line is 888-888-8022. And now, today's edition of Barry's Supplement Hour.
Well, good morning, everyone, and I do welcome you to Barry's Supplement Hour. This is Dr. Barry Nevins. I am an NMD. Did my training at the USAT College of Medicine, and I'm here